And I learned a lot because I was fortunate. They had some excellent technicians, and they had a couple of superintendents, and I was a little leery of them from what my father told me. My father was in the sales end. He said to me, they don't like to tell you anything. You just stick around. If they like you, maybe they'll help you out and they'll give you some information. But we had Kurt Peterson, an old ex-Marine, tough guy, and he took a liking to me, and he taught me an awful lot. We had a gentleman who lived in Linden, Mr. Molyneux. At that time, I was 16, 17, and he was well into his 60s, but he had 50 years of experience. And so I was learning a lot. Not only that, we would bring in gentlemen from the outside, people like American cyanamid, Reggie Leach. If any of you go back in the leather business, everybody knew Reggie Leach. Fellas like Bob Lindstrom. And then we had Finnish people, and you learned by doing. It was really empirical work, and you just watched what you did, and you asked questions, and you learned. And so it went along well. When I graduated in 1953, I went to work for about a month and a half, and then guess what happened? I got drafted. And so off I went for 2 years, and I came back. I moved back to Peabody in 1955 in the summer, and I went right into work at the tannery. And I worked in that tannery, going through all the different processes, until 1959. In 1959, Mr. Kirstein had a son-in-law, Daniel Jacanis, and he wanted to go up to Maine, and he wanted to open a tannery in Maine because he felt that he needed much more space. We were having pollution problems, as everybody was down here, and we went up to Maine. And the only reason I went, he told me he's going to double my pay and he's going to make me plant manager, so I couldn't refuse. So I went to Maine, and moved to Portland, Maine. And I lived in Portland, Maine for the next 20-odd years. And we opened this tannery, and it was huge. There were old mills that had shut down, so the people there were looking for work. And part of my job was to train these people, and they were terrific. I would say 95% French-Canadian, wonderful people. They loved to work, and they weren't afraid. And what I did is I gave everybody that I could jobs on piecework because I didn't care what they made. I wanted them to make top money as long as I got good production because the leather industry was now in trouble. We were getting competition from everywhere, South America, Mexico. We're getting it a little bit from China, starting in India, everywhere. And in order to compete, we had to get good production. And so we did. We got great production. And first, these people were old mill people, old union people, and they were afraid that if they made too much money, it'd take it away from them. And I had to convince them. It took me over a year. But once they saw it, I promised them, I don't care what you make, I'll never take it away from you. Whatever rate I give you is good. So now we had people making 2 and 3 times the money that they ever made before, and they were very happy, and so was I, because I was getting the production in order to compete with the rest of the country. And anyway, that went along beautifully until the leather industry really hit hard times in the late 1970s and 1980s. We got caught badly up there in Maine because we had just expanded into a new industry for us, and that was making upholstery leather, both for automobiles and for the furniture business. I don't know if you'll remember it, but interest rates were 14, 15, and 16%. You remember it.
That's right, about my house.
And we put up this new plant, and according to General Motors and according to Chrysler, they couldn't put in just one little line. We had to have a complete plant because they were going to order big. So we put in a complete line at huge cost. Huge cost. And what happened? Interest rates went higher. The automobile industry slowed down. And we were making leather and nobody was taking it. So we got hurt. We got hurt badly. And the plant closed. It closed in 1983. And